And joining us on the telephone right now is Chris Hedges. Chris Hedges is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, author of several books, including his latest, America, The Farewell Tour. He's a columnist on truthdig.com, and he teaches in the college degree program in the New Jersey prison system. Chris Hedges, thank you for your time.
Sure.
What are your thoughts about impeaching Donald Trump as we wait here for the vote to finish?
Well, it's not Donald Trump who destroyed the rule of law. The constitutional violations. I think Bruce Fein was a former official in the Department of Justice and a scholar. Constitutional scholars identified 12 offenses, impeachable offenses, committed by Trump. But these are violations that the Democratic Party has normalized, which is why they're not on the list. And so I find the moral posturing by both sides rather disingenuous. Bush and Obama both bequeathed to us 9 illegal wars, if we count Yemen. None of them were declared by Congress, as is demanded by the Constitution. Bush and Obama oversaw the entire surveillance of the U.S. public by government intelligence agencies. That's direct violation of the Fourth Amendment and the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, which makes it a crime for the government to surveil any American citizen without authorization by statute. Both Bush and Obama, like Trump, have misused executive orders, including Executive Order 10333, which they have employed to spy on Americans as if they were foreigners. Again, that's surveillance not authorized by statute. Bush and Obama carried out global programs of extraordinary rendition, kidnapping, and torture, including of foreign nationals. We're watching the process to extradite Julian Assange under the Espionage Act, although his WikiLeaks is not based in the States. Julian Assange is not an American citizen. The targeted assassinations by militarized drones. Obama's misinterpretation of the 2002 Authorization for Use of Military Force Act, which his legal team interpreted as giving the executive branch the right to assassinate U.S. citizens serving as judge, jury, and executioner. And, of course, I'm speaking about the assassination of the drone strike against the radical cleric in Yemen, Anwar al-Awlaki, and 2 weeks later his 16-year-old son. The denial of due process. The signing of Section 1021 of the National Defense Authorization Act under Obama. I sued him in federal court. We won, and then my standing was blocked. So when he appealed it, and it's now law, that overturns the 1878 Quasi Comitatus Act, which prohibits the use of the military as a domestic police force. Both Obama and Trump violated treaty clauses that required Senate ratification. Obama did that when he signed the Iran nuclear deal, and then Trump did it when he walked away from the deal.
There is a lot. I mean, we can go through the whole list of
yeah, but,
things.
But that's the point. The point is that if they were serious about the Democrats, about restoring the rule of law, they would address all of the constitutional violations. But they're not addressing the ones the Democratic Party has normalized, and that's extremely dangerous because essentially it is with this impeachment process. Cementing those violations into place no matter who is in the executive branch.
So do you think this is a bad idea then, impeaching Donald Trump for what they're impeaching him for?
No, I think impeaching Donald Trump for all of the impeachable offenses that he's committed is a really good idea. And of course, he deserves to be impeached. The problem is the Democratic Party has selected those constitutional violations, which Trump is guilty of course, but ignored the long-standing violations that the Democratic Party has carried out. And I think we also have to be clear that what is it that triggered the Democratic Party to react? It was Trump's attempt to get the Ukrainian president to open an investigation of Biden and Hunter Biden in exchange for $400 million U.S. aid and a visit by the Ukrainian president at the White House. But it was when they went after Biden, when they went after the anointed candidate of the Democratic donor class. that's when they reacted.
But also when they went after the machinery of electoral representation. I mean, it's one thing to impeach someone over, you know, a high crime against the civil rights of American citizens, but another to impeach someone over rigging the election that presumably should be the primary mechanism of accountability for their actions and while in office.
Well, you mean an attempt to, it was kind of a ham-fisted, it didn't work, by the way. You mean...
Right, but that's not a good defense argument.
I'm not arguing that he's not guilty. Of course he's guilty. I'm just saying that the danger is that it is a selective use of constitutional violations for which we're all going to pay for later.
I think there's a lot of folks, and we've heard from a lot of people that would agree with what you're saying, Chris Hedges, in the sense that there are so many other things that you probably, and this, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but probably should have included in trying to impeach Donald Trump. The word from the Hill is they didn't just have the votes for them, and they went with what they had the votes for.
Well, I mean, are we talking about political expediency?
I think they were thinking what was politically possible.
They've sacrificed the rule of law.
Yeah.
And they have normalized constitutional violations that the Democratic Party and Congress, of course, has been complicit in for some time. And that's extremely dangerous.
So, again, just to underline your point, the things that they didn't go after that you think, and I would agree, are impeachable with Donald Trump. The fact that they didn't include that normalizes those offenses.
Of course it does. And well, not only does it normalize it, but Obama was guilty of those violations. But that puts the Democratic Party in a very difficult position, one they don't want to go into.
Again, we are speaking to Chris Hedges, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, author of several books. His latest called America, The Farewell Tour. We have 2 minutes remaining in the vote on the first article of impeachment against Donald Trump. At this very moment, the vote stands at 213 to 153. There's still about 65 members still to vote. You don't need the usual 218 votes to approve this measure. You need 216 members to vote for it, and that is because there are 4 members of the House of Representatives who are not there today, and they are absent. So 2 more votes to get to that 216 mark, which will make Donald Trump just the 3rd president in U.S. history to be impeached by the House of Representatives. After this vote, then we will have a second vote on the second article of impeachment, which pertains to obstruction of Congress. 2 Democrats so far have voted against impeaching Donald Trump. I suspect we don't have that information right in front of us, but I suspect it's the same 2 that voted against impeaching Donald Trump with the procedural motion several weeks ago. That would include Jeff Drew, who apparently is changing parties from Democrat to Republican after this process. Chris Hedges, you live in New Jersey, if I recall correctly. You even have a new documentary. You even have a documentary film, Corporate Coup d'Etat, that I think incorporates some of New Jersey into it. Jeff Drew is from Southern New Jersey. Is there anything important to know about Southern New Jersey for us on the West Coast?
Yeah, New Jersey split between 2 political bosses. His name is George Norcross, and anybody who comes out of Southern New Jersey is Norcross's puppet. He's a Democrat, but he ironically was a very close ally of the Republican Governor Christie. Yeah, New Jersey's a pretty dirty political machine. Chicago may win the prize, but we're not far behind.
All right. Well, Chris Hedges, we thank you so much for your time and joining us today and talking to us about this impeachment. Thank you.
Not at all. Thanks for having me.